Paul wrote to the Corinthians in Corinth, the Christians in Corinth, while he was in Ephesus. He had heard that some of the Christians were jealous of each other and were arguing among themselves. Paul wanted to show them how important it was for them to care about each other and to work together peacefully. Christ is like one body that is made of many different parts. We were all baptized so that we are part of that body, and we were all given the Holy Spirit. Each part of the body has its own special place. Each part is important. If each part works and does its job well, the whole body works well. But if any part fails to do its job, the whole body suffers. So it's no good if the foot decides it can't be a part of the body because it's not a hand. And it's no good if the ear decides it can't be a part of the body because it's not an eye. If the whole body were an eye, it could not hear. And if the whole body were an ear, it couldn't smell. In just the same way, one part of the body can't decide that another part is not important or doesn't belong in the body. The eye can't tell the hand that it's not needed. The head can't tell the feet that they're not needed. Every one of you is part of the body of Christ. God has given each one gifts to use for the good of everyone else. We all need each other. We suffer together and are happy together. God has given us each other so that his work can be done. Amen.
Do you know, I knew that would happen, that Mr. Potato Head's hat would drop off. So I've let the cat out of the bag, really, because I was going to ask the question, who knows who this is? That didn't really go very well, did it? No. That's right. It's Mr. Potato Head, that's right, from Toy Story. And it may well be that if you're at the back, you can't necessarily see all the bits of his body. So I've got a big version here on the board, but I'm going to leave Mr. Potato Head just there, okay? Now, I want you to imagine that only a few parts of Mr. Potato's head body works. So his brain works, and you'll be glad to know, you know, that his brain works. Oh dear. This is all going so well. So his brain works, his heart and lungs work, and his eyes work. But nothing else on Mr. Potato Head's body works. So let's take the ears off, the nose off, the arms off, the mouth off. But his feet, they do work. Okay, so that's good, isn't it? I'm just going to move that over here so that hopefully everyone can see. So, sorry? His eyes are working. So his eyes are working, brain, heart and lungs and feet. But that's basically it. So, based on that, what can't Mr. Potato Head do? And at this point, Ron's going to run around and try and take some ideas. So, what can't Mr. Potato Head do? Faith, thank you. Can't smell? That's right. Imagine not being able to smell. You can't smell a rose. You can't smell maybe nice freshly baked bread. You can't maybe smell freshly baked cakes, even. Or baked potatoes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Clive. Anything else?
He can't talk.
That's right. He can't talk. Imagine not being able to say nice things to the people that you love. That wouldn't be very nice, would it? That would be terrible. Or being able to say nice things to the people that you love. Anything else?
He can't give anyone a cuddle.
Yes!
That's lovely.
Oh, that would just be so sad, wouldn't it? If you couldn't give anyone a cuddle, because I know I love my cuddles, whether it be with my daughter or my husband or my friends. That would just
be cuddles.
You like cuddles as well, Ron, right? Good. Anything else? Anything? Yes, you can't hear. Yes, thank you, Neil. So if you can't hear, then it may well be then you wouldn't be able to hear those nice things that people are saying to you. I saw a hand go up here. No eating. Now, just imagine, you've got no mouth, so you can't eat. So, yes, you can't talk, but also you can't eat. And what are some of the things that you enjoy eating? It might be that baked cake or that potato, baked potato. Or what about chocolate? I mean, you wouldn't be able to eat chocolate. That would just be terrible, wouldn't it? Just absolutely awful. So any other ideas at all? Oh, he can't scratch and itch. Now, isn't that just so infuriating when you've got an itch and you just can't get it? So actually you then need someone else to help you to do that. So all those things that we wouldn't be able... Mr. Potato Head is very limited. Thank you, Ron. So our reading this morning from the Bible, we heard the words that someone called Paul, who wrote the book of Corinthians, wrote, every one of you is part of the body of Christ. And I wonder whether that means that the church family that meets here at Messy Church at Sunday Morning Live is a bit like a body, with lots of different parts, and each and every one of us are part of it. Now, whether you're the very youngest follower of Jesus or the very oldest follower of Jesus, I just want to encourage you just to turn round and have a look at all the different people that are here, because we're part of that body, all of us. So turn around, have a look. We're all part of this body. There's obviously some laughter going on there. Excellent. Now, not only did Paul say that we're all part of the body of Christ, but he also said that God has given us each other so that his work can be done. So I also wonder whether this means that all of us have a different part to play, whether that be in church or in our lives the rest of the week. So whether that's at nursery or at school or at work, at home, in the groups that we belong to, maybe even the mouth just isn't obviously working well this morning. Or whether it's also the things like, you know, the Keep Fit class that we did this morning. So some of us might be like the mouth. So in being part of the mouth, we may be good at telling people about Jesus. Or perhaps you invite people to come to Messy Church at Sunday Morning Live. Or maybe you say some kind words. Or giving people a really lovely smile that makes them feel happy, loved and cared for. But maybe some of us are like the ears. So we're really good at listening. Maybe we really enjoy listening to God and then sharing what he tells us. Or maybe some of us may be good at listening to friends or brothers or sisters who feel sad or lonely. And maybe other of us are like the hands and the arms. We love doing practical things, helping others, and maybe even hold their hand when they feel a little bit scared or a little bit lonely for whatever reason that may be. Or maybe still others are like the eyes. We see people looking sad or worried or needing help, and we do something about it. Or perhaps still others are like the feet, who will walk alongside people in their journey of life. Because as we play our part, then the kingdom of God can grow. It can grow because people will hear about Jesus through some of us. People will be loved by Jesus through some of us. They will be served by Jesus through some of us. They will be taught by Jesus through some of us. However, if we're not willing to play our part, then the body of Christ will be severely limited, like it was when we didn't have all of those things on Mr. Potato Head and those parts didn't work. So can I encourage each one of us that calls ourselves a follower of Jesus, however young or however old or however long we've been following Jesus, to think about the part that we can play as part of the body of Christ. Because each of us, you and me, we're all needed. And each one of us, you and me, is an invaluable part of the body gathered here all together today.